I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The pleasure very, very often to speak with a gentleman by the name of Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare Communications Director. I am fascinated by this organization, and they work together. Liberty HealthShare, a national nonprofit organization of like-minded people. You got to underline that, like-minded people who share each other's medical expense on a regular monthly basis. Get to know each other, and this is an incredible organization. And as I said, I've talked to Matt many times, and I've got him on the line this morning. Matt Bellis. Matt, good morning, good morning.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
You know, every time that I've had you on, people call, and I think for the first time they think, is this really, does this work? And it's amazing, and that's what I wanted you to do, I thought, today, because I've had those questions, that it's amazing how your organization works. Not only do you take care of people who need medical attention at a certain time, but then those folks become friends automatically. They get along well, and it is just something that is so different than anything else I've ever talked about.
Well, we have been so inculcated and almost brainwashed to believe that the only way to pay for health care is through health insurance. And that's just not the case. There are multiple ways of taking care of your health care bills, primarily being a self-pay patient. But we always have the question of, what happens during those times of unexpected expense that's also unaffordable? Well, that's when you rely upon a community of, like you said, like-minded people who have voluntarily gathered together to share in each other's medical expenses. It happens on a regular monthly basis. Liberty HealthShare is there to bring all of those relationships together. But it really is member-to-member, person-to-person cost-sharing. And like you said, those people become friends of each other's because we know that we're in a community of people where the payments for our medical bills comes from other individuals, not some bureaucratic fund or some third-party insurance company. This is people like you, like me, sharing in one another's medical expenses.
Well, I tell you, since I've been talking with you, I've heard from so many people who, are now going to Liberty HealthShare. The thing that I wanted to ask you before we get along too far here is, when was this all started? I mean, this was a unique idea at first, but boy, it's working very well now.
Well, healthcare sharing has been around since the early 80s, although it's primarily been in smaller Christian communities in the Midwest. And it was during the time of 2010 where the ACA was being debated, where myself and my father, Dale, were talking about what was going on within the world of the ACA and what we could do to help that situation. And we realized we're sitting on an answer with healthcare sharing, because my family has been a part of it since its inception. And so we've been a part of this for a long time, and we knew that this could be an answer for a multitude of people. And so 2013, we really kicked off Liberty HealthShare, and we've been growing ever since.
Now, can you explain, though, for folks, let's say, that are listening to this for the first time, Could you explain just how it works? And it's unique. It truly, truly is unique.
Sure. Well, we like to break it down into connect, give, and receive. Whenever you become a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're connecting with the community of like-minded people who are sharing medical expenses. We give every single month. We share in medical bills. Each and every month, you are giving a specified set amount of money to another member who has a need, receiving that money whenever you actually have a need. You go to the doctor's office, you share your medical, your healthcare sharing ministry card with the medical professionals, and that money gets lined up whenever you have a medical bill and then paid to the doctors and hospitals. So it's a very simple, easy process to understand and follow, but it is different. It does take a bit of a paradigm shift. You have to think about things a little bit differently, primarily in the realm of responsibility. With great freedom within healthcare comes great responsibility. But that's a good thing. We want to see that responsibility within our community.
Now, when you get couples together and so on and so forth, and one of them gets ill and needs some help, now how does that actually work as far as the money goes? And how much is it, and when does it take place?
Sure. We do all of our sharing and everything online. Every single month, you're giving a set shared amount. So for a single, it would be $2.99. For a couple, it would be $3.99. For a family of three or more, it would be $5.29 per month. And so every single month, you're giving that share amount, and Liberty Health Share is directing that payment to another member who has a specified need. When you have a need, that's what kicks off our, what we call our annual unshared amount. It's not a money that you pay before sharing begins. So for, again, that individual, it would be $1,000. For that couple, it would be $1,750. And for, again, that family of three or more, it would be $2,250. And so it's a very, again, simple, easy process. We do everything online to make it as easy and efficient as possible. Everything happens at the click of a button.
When this all started, I mean, it was fascinating to me the first time that I spoke with your company, and the response that we got from this particular area, and what I've noticed is also that the people who didn't know each other, okay, now know each other and have become good friends, and it just seems like more has happened with the families, that, you know, they're having a better life, nothing to do with illness or anything, but it's just, it's better for them because they have met somebody else, and when they are ill, it's there to take care of them.
Well, and that's a part of the community. Whenever you share within the community of Liberty Health Share, you're able to send along a message of cheer, of encouragement, of prayer, let the people know that you're sharing with, that you have them on your mind, because it's a pretty lonely place to be in a position where you need to have medical care, and to know that you have a community behind you that's supporting you in your time of need, that's when we really start to feel that sense of community. And it's really appreciated.
Now, I know that you have. You're all over the country. How many members, if I can use that word, how many members do you have? Because what it is, and what I have learned, is that it is just it's a large organization. Everybody is getting along well with each other, and when there is emergencies or two, they're there for the emergencies as well.
We have about 250,000 members all across the United States in every single state of the union, and we are definitely there sharing medical bills on a monthly basis, helping everybody that we can, effectively and efficiently working through all those processes. It's a very simple system. It doesn't need to be overly complex. It's basically a big, giant community who has gathered together on a monthly basis that just take care of one another.
Now, can I have the information now so that the folks that are listening, and I know we have many that are now with you, but what do they do if they want to contact you after listening to us chat here this morning?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can learn more about Liberty. You can also download a free decision guide. It really walks you through the process to see if this is a good fit for you. You can also give us a call, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
And that's all you have to do, and I know there are people that have done that. When I first met you and we first started to talk, I was fascinated. Fascinated that this could be done and could be very positive way if you need health care. But one of the things that I found out is that you also get other things that you never thought you were ever going to get. Friendship, families, and these are all things that I think people enjoy, and of course, great health care when they need it.
Well, that's part of the change that we're looking for, to really bring healthcare from a bureaucratic rules basis to a system that is much more based in community, mutual effort, mutual support. We really do see Liberty HealthShare as leading the charge in a way to shift healthcare to a much more community-oriented system.
So could you just run down that address again? And I thank you so much for joining me today. This is several times now that I've had the pleasure and the honor to talk with you, and I know folks that are very, very happy.
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. Give us a call at 855-585-4237. Or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Well, I thank you so much, and I know that we'll talk again, and you have a very, very successful program, and I think it's because people are coming from everywhere, all over the United States, and not only are they cared for, but they get friendships as well.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.